Welcome to the Breaking News Show by eTurbo News. For more episodes, go to BreakingNewsShow.com. Stay tuned for the latest. Orders pour in for China's new AS-700 airship. China's AS-700 civil-manned airship, developed independently, has secured an additional 10 purchase orders and is now poised for commercial operations. China's AS-700 civil-manned airship, developed independently, has secured an additional 10 purchase orders and is now poised for commercial operations, as announced by its developer, the Aviation Industry Corporation of China, AVIC, today. With these new orders, the total number of AS-700 bookings has reached 23, as reported during the 15th China International Aviation and Aerospace Exhibition, commonly referred to as Airshow China, held in Zhuhai, Guangdong Province. Each airship is priced at 24.99 million yuan, approximately $3.47 million US dollars. The signing ceremony on Tuesday also included the confirmation of 164 intended orders for the aircraft. The AS-700 is a single-capsule manned airship with a maximum flight range of 700 kilometers and an endurance of 10 hours. It is designed to reach a maximum speed of 100 kilometers per hour and can accommodate up to 10 individuals, including the pilot. The inaugural AS-700 airship was delivered in September of this year. As a novel category of low-altitude aviation technology, this manned airship, produced in China, is expected to significantly contribute to the development of the low-altitude economy in the country, according to AVIC. The manufacturer states that passengers on the AS-700 will have the opportunity to appreciate stunning aerial views through its expansive panoramic side windows. With its moderate cruising speed, the airship aims to offer tourists a flight experience akin to floating on clouds. The development team plans to prioritize low-altitude sightseeing tourism in the future, while also recognizing the considerable potential for expansion into various other sectors, including aerial advertising, urban security, aviation exploration, and emergency rescue. The AVIC AS-700 class of airships, otherwise known as the Shangyun class, which translates to auspicious clouds, is a class of non-rigid airships built for commercial and tourism use. It is developed and built by AVIC as its first attempt in the civilian airship market. The AS-700 is characterized by its ellipsoid hull and a rigid tail structure arranged in an X configuration, diverging from the conventional plus layout. This design is recognized as a lightweight and economically viable capsule-shaped airship. The tail incorporates flight control surfaces that facilitate steering ease. The airship's gondola features a non-retractable single-point landing gear positioned at the rear, which establishes a center of gravity that enhances the AS-700's stability during ground transport. As a non-rigid airship, the AS-700's envelope consists of a single-lift gas cell constructed from a multi-layer fabric film laminate composite. This material ensures the necessary strength, minimizes helium leakage, and offers resistance to tearing and adverse weather conditions. Inside the outer envelope, the airship is equipped with ballonets for pitch control. These ballonets are crafted from lightweight polymer cells and include helium safety valves to prevent overpressurization, ensuring a safe landing in case of a failure in the maneuvering system. The AS-700 is equipped with state-of-the-art fly-by-wire flight control systems and advanced avionics. The gondola is spacious enough to accommodate a single pilot and 9 passengers, with options for a food service area and a washroom. The large windows are designed to be operable during flight. Pilot controls are managed through a side stick controller, simplifying operation. Additionally, the airship can be configured for unmanned operations. The AS-700 was designed largely for civilian usage, specifically in the tourism sector. The project first began in August 2018. According to the project manager of the AS-700, Du Wei, he stated that the airship's market is built in line with China's consumption transformation and upgrading needs. Specifically for low-altitude sightseeing and tourism, as well as potentially expanding the ship's services to emergency rescue, urban public services, and other fields. Thank you for listening. Watch and listen to more episodes on BreakingNewsShow.com.